It does look like we may be edging towards an agreement with public service unions. It is now up to Treasury, because unions do seem to have got approval for a 7.5% pay hike deal. They had been demanding an 8% wage increase. They went out to go and get a mandate from their members as well. So let's understand what's happening here. Claude Nyker is the spokesperson for the Public Servants Association. Claude, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time. What is the status at the moment? Do you have a mandate from your members to accept a 7.5% offer?
Very good afternoon to Mandy. Yes, we started our mandating process a week ago. It concluded on Friday, very late on Friday, and we had to go through our internal processes. But the overwhelming majority of our members that have voted have supported the 7.5% average pensionable salary increase that's currently on the table. So we will finalize everything by today. Obviously, a special bargaining council meeting will have to take place. The PSA, together with a few other unions that started off the wage negotiation discussion and continue to do it, it seems to be that they are also in agreement with the 7.5% that's currently on the table. Once that is signed, then it obviously will be effective from 1st April. This year. So that's where we currently stand at this stage.
Okay. Claude, thank you so much. Claude Nyker, spokesperson for the Public Servants Association, giving us an update there. So it does look as though this could be implemented by the 1st of April, which is good news that we could have an agreement with the public servants and Treasury as well, agreeing to that. It does seem that it's up to Treasury now. And now also the South African Transport and Allied Workers Union, SATAWU, has now declared a dispute following a collapse in wage negotiations at the South African Road Passenger Bargaining Council. Let's understand that with Nokukanya Mtambo. Nokukanya, good afternoon to you. What is SATAWU saying?
Good afternoon, Mandy. I heard you were speaking just now to the PSA, and even though there does seem to be some sort of agreement on that side, we are still expecting some volatility in some other parts of the labor market, as is the case here with SATAWU, that's calling for a 9% increase across the board for the 2023-2024 financial year, followed by an 8% increase in the next financial year. But what the organizations, the labor organizations, are willing to offer at the moment is 6% for the current financial year and 6.5% by the time we get to 2025, as well as some benefits and allowances, including travel, night shift allowance, as well as tools and cross-border allowances. But they've also said that what they are willing to do is only affect the offer if the union, SATAWU, will drop the calls for an increase in primary health care, in which, you know, responding to that, SATAWU spokesperson Amanda Chimese has said it's completely nonsensical, to put it in categorical terms, that they would want to affect such an offer that excludes primary health care. Mandy, now I'll have you listen to Amanda Chimese in her response to what the labor organizations are offering compared to their demands.
It is not true that the employer is not making or generating enough money, because you'd remember that when we had a strike in one of the bus companies in Gauteng, the employer actually revealed to us that they were losing millions of rand on a daily basis. Now, how do you come back to us when we're asking for a mere increment of 10% and you're telling us that you do not make money? So it is not true that there is no money. There is money. The employer is just being greedy.
So that's SATAWU declaring a dispute following a collapse in wage negotiations. Thanks to Nokukanya Mtambo for that. So that's the one side. And then we've got a situation with the public servants, which look like they are about to sign the 7.5% wage offer. It comes and it goes. It swings and roundabouts.